हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Pratigya. Diti neglected all the religious principles, and therefore children would not be worthy to be sons of the Brahman. The Pratigya of this chapter is expressed in the excerpts from Srila Prabhupada's purport to verse 38. The conditions for having good progeny in society are that the husband should be disciplined in religious and regulative principles, and the wife should be faithful to the husband. In Bhagavad Gita 7:11, it is said that sexual intercourse, according to religious principles, is a representation of Krishna consciousness. Before engaging in sexual intercourse, both the husband and wife must consider their mental condition, the particular time, the husband's direction and obedience to the demigods. According to the Vedic society, there is a suitable auspicious time for sex life, which is called the time for Garbhadhana. Diti neglected all the principles of scriptural injunction, and therefore, although she was very anxious for auspicious children, she was informed that her children would not be worthy to be sons of a Brahmin. Vriti. In the example of Kasyapa and Diti, we see four faults indicating an attitude towards sexual dealings, which makes Garbhadhana samskar irrelevant and practically impossible to introduce. As a result of such violation of proper conduct, these four faults are: Diti's mind was polluted by lust. When a man or woman is afflicted by the lust of sex desires, to be understood as sinful contamination. Kasyapa was engaged in his spiritual activities, but he did not have sufficient strength to refuse his wife, who was thus afflicted. He could have refused her with strong words expressing impossibility, but he was not as spiritually strong as Vidura. Vidura's addressed here as a hero because no one is stronger in self-control than a devotee of the Lord. Right? So hero really means that strength of character. Right? And so because that, then heroes do great things. It's not that you've done something great, it's because you've done something great based on character. Right? So something of quality has been established, has been accomplished.
Yes.
It appears that Kasyapa was already inclined to have sexual enjoyment with his wife. And because he was not a strong man, he tried to dissuade her only with pacifying words. Defilement of the particular time. Lord Shiva, being very kind to the ghosts, sees that although they are condemned, they get physical bodies. He places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse, regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstance. Kasyapa wanted to impress this fact upon Diti so that she might wait for a while. The forbidden time for sexual intercourse would be noted by Lord Shiva, and Diti would meet with proper punishment by giving birth to a child of ghostly character, or a godless impersonalist. Kasyapa foresaw this, and thus he warned his wife Diti. Point 3 and 4. The learned Kasyapa could foresee the character of the sons who would be born of the condemned womb of Diti. The womb is condemned because of the mother's being too sexually inclined and thus transgressed all the laws and injunctions of the scriptures. In a society where such women are predominant, one should not expect good children. Chapter 14 summarizes question answers. Vidura asked Maitreya Muni question 67 of Srimad Bhagavatam. What was the reason, O Brahmana, for the fight between the demigod king and Lord Bor while the Lord was lifting the earth as his pastime? The answer to this question is not only what Maitreya relates in chapter 14 about the inauspicious conception of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. It includes the cursing the two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha by the four Kumaras. This narration begins in the next chapter. Previous question discussed in this chapter. Question 58, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.7.23-37. Please relate the events of creation after the Virat Rupa stage. Adhyaya Prakashika. The 14th chapter describes how Diti approached her husband, who was not inclined in the evening. She then repented. Evil sons and a pious grandchildren were born. Sukadeva Goswami narrates to Parikit Maharaj an inquiry that Vidura made of Maitreya. The question is about the cause of the fight between the Lord and Hiranyaksha. Sukadeva repeats Maitreya's reply, which Maitreya had learned from Brahma. Once Diti, the daughter of Daksha and wife of Kasyapa Muni, approached her husband at dusk, an improper time, with a desire for children. Kasyapa tried to dissuade her by glorifying the position of a wife, but he at last succumbed. After the act was performed at its inappropriate time, Diti sought her husband's protection, out of fear that her offense had enraged Shiva, who might punish her by destroying the embryos within her womb. Kasyapa condemned the inauspiciousness of the act. He predicted that the sons in her womb would live to be born, but would later be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, Kasyapa reassured Diti and blessed her. He said that due to her faith, her son's son would be a great devotee, Pallad, who would see the Lord both within and without. Diti was thus pleased. Shloka Anusharanam. Summary, verses 1 to 7. Vidura inquires about the Lord's fight with Hiranyaksha. Verses 8 to 31. Diti's inappropriate desire. Verses 32 to 51. Kasyapa Muni foretells the birth of demoniac progeny. Verses 1 to 7. Vidura inquires about the Lord's fight with Hiranyaksha. In verses 1 to 7, Sukadeva Goswami narrates to Maharaj Prakrit an inquiry that Vidura made of Maitreya. The question is about the cause of the fight between the Lord and Hiranyaksha. Sukadeva repeats Maitreya's reply, which Maitreya had heard from Brahma. Sukadeva Goswami continues to narrate to Maharaj Prakrit the conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Sukadeva Goswami said, is this where the verses start? Oh, here it is. Sukadeva Goswami said, okay. After hearing from the great sage Maitreya about the Lord's incarnation of Varaha, Vidura, who had taken a vow, begged him with folded hands to narrate further transcendental activities of the Lord. Since he, Vidura, did not yet feel satisfied, Vidura said, O chief among the great sages, I have heard by the succession that Hiranyaksha, the original demon, was slain by the same form of sacrifices, the personality of Godhead, Lord Bor. What was the reason, O Brahmana, for the fight between the demon king and Lord Bor, while the Lord was lifting the earth as his pastime? Footnote 2, Srila Prabhupada explains, as referred to previously, the Bor incarnation was manifested in two millenniums, namely Swayambhuva and Chakshusha. In both millenniums, there was a Bor incarnation of the Lord, but in Swayambhuva millennium, he lifted the earth from within the water, whereas in the Chakshusha millennium, he killed the first demon, Hiranyaksha. In the Swayambhuva millennium, he assumed the white color, and in the Chakshusha millennium, he assumed the red color. Vidura had already heard about one of them, and he proposed to hear about the other. The two different incarnations described are the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Maitreya continued, O warrior, The inquiry made by you is just befitting a devotee because it concerns the incarnation of the personality of Godhead. By hearing these topics from the sage, Narada, the son of King Uttanapada, Dhruva, was enlightened regarding the personality of Godhead, and he ascended to the abode of the Lord, placing his feet over the head of death without giving up his body. According to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, this incident is a proof that topics of the Lord deliver the world. Srila Prabhupada's purport to verse 5 elaborates on the benefits of hearing such pastimes. The great sage Maitreya addressed Vidura as a warrior, not only because Vidura belonged to the Kuru family, but because he was anxious to hear about the chivalrous activities of the Lord in his incarnations of Varaha and Nrisimha. Because the inquiries concerned the Lord, they were perfectly fitting a devotee. Devotee has no taste for hearing anything mundane. There are many topics of mundane warfare, but a devotee is not inclined to hear them. The topics of the warfare in which the Lord engages do not concern the war of death, but the war against the chain of Maya, which obliges one to accept repeated birth and death. Right? So that's the real principle of warrior, is being able to fight with Maya. Right, because in the Nartha Nivriti, then that the fourth stage is then war with Maya. So that's the actual point. That people fight and somebody wins, somebody loses, like that. That's pretty standard. It goes on everywhere. But the specialness is that one is able to fight with Maya. Right? Does that make sense? So it's about the character. You understand?
Yeah.
See, everything important has to be expressed through some medium. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, the real problem that we're seeing, or what it means, the glory we see of Vidura is his ability to fight with Maya and to keep everything on topic, right? Which is about Krishna. Because he's heard these topics before. He is from that warrior family, so what else are they going to talk about? They're sitting around, what are they going to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, the kingdoms and the citizens and wars and weapons and chariots, and this is what they're going to talk. So it's not that he hasn't heard this sufficiently. But he wants to hear about this in connection with Krishna. That's what makes it special. Right? So that's the problem that's coming up with Diti, is that there's no connection to Krishna, because as Prabhupada points out in the purport, the real point is when one endeavors for children, but according to the principles Krishna gives, then that is the same as Krishna. It's one of the aspects of the universal form.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the point, but they're not doing that. You understand?
Yeah.
It's very important to catch this point. Otherwise, one will make the same mistake. That one will think it's the particular breaking of the rules that's the problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we noticed up to this point, it's been mentioned at least 5 times.
Yes.
But it's only the point of, this is the point, is that it's about Krishna, the lack of Krishna consciousness. If you're not Krishna conscious, you do all kinds of nonsense. And so it doesn't really matter what kind of nonsense. That's why I noticed the difference between, you know, 40 years ago when someone fell down and today. 40 years ago, I remember one devotee was there at the temple, joined, you know, like that. Then one night disappeared, right? 6 months later, 7 o'clock at night, you know, cold, rainy, you know, standard, you know, like that. Comes knocking on the door, soaking wet, comes to the door. You know, oh, Hari Bal, you know. Well, you know, yeah, where have you been? Yeah, you know, Maya, you know, like that. And then, oh, really? Yeah, you know. I forget what it was. It was either some drugs or some girl or something like that. One sentence like that, and okay, yeah, you know, I think his BTG box was still up in the closet, so he just put his stuff in there. Probably his stuff was still there. And that was it. No one ever discussed it again. No one cared. I mean, really, just didn't care. But nowadays, you say, girl, what girl? How old girl? What kind of girl? What does he look like? What did he do? What did he do exactly? You know, like that. This is the difference. So previously, that's the spiritual vision. Today, that's totally mundane. It means people will try to, no, but we have to know so we know what to do. No. You know what to do? Add Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
There's nothing else. Whether it's a little bit of Maya or a lot of Maya, the only cure is Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's just prajalpa, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in the Bhakti Aloka. Right? The Bhakti Aloka thing is that talking about devotees, but not in connection with Krishna consciousness, you know, about how to improve Krishna consciousness, is prajalpa. But we'll think, no, because you're discussing devotees, it's not prajalpa. It's still prajalpa. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So one has to take this chapter not from the prajalpa side,
yes,
but from what are the considerations. So these four problems, there's a Krishna conscious position. And from not following that, that's what the problem is. Does that make sense? Yeah. So therefore, Vidura is a hero. And in this case, then, Kasyapa is not exactly, right?
Less.
Yeah, less of a hero. Right? In other words, one who takes delight in hearing the war topics of the Lord is relieved from the chains of birth and death. So it's not that everything's not covered. Right? Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nartika Chandrika that in drama, if you want the drama to be successful, people like it, then there's two main themes. You can pick one or the other or both. Right? Chivalry and conjugal. Right? Yeah. So if you get both of them in one, then it's successful. Right? Both, yeah. So here is that everything's there. And look at here, just in these chapters here, we're dealing with the conjugal and we're dealing with war. Right? You know, so it's an interesting part. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Foolish people are suspicious of Krishna's taking part in the battle of Kurukshetra, not knowing that his taking part ensured liberation for all who were present on the battlefield. Right? You know, why is he there? But by his being there, they're purified by Arjuna, you know, by being shot with his arrows, and then seeing the Lord on the same chariot, then they become attracted, they go back to Godhead. Right? So, how you say, you know, a 3-nanosecond sadhana.
Yeah.
Right? purification, attraction, and going back to Godhead. You know, I mean, dying, going back to Godhead, yeah. It is said by Bhishma Dev that all who are present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attain their original spiritual existences after death. Therefore, hearing the war topics of the Lord is as good as any other devotional service. That's why we don't discriminate, and Prabhupada would always have fun, you know, discussing these things among, especially people who. I think when you went to the UN, that peace rally outside there and discussed about the Battle of Kurukshetra like that, you know. Prabhupada had fun. Maitreya says, this history of the fight between the Lord as a boar and the demon Hiranyaksha was heard by me in a year long ago, as it was described by the foremost of the demigods, Brahma, when he was questioned by the other demigods. Because right, they definitely want to know what's happening. Like, why is my peaceful existence being disturbed? So they want to know so that, you know, they can try to see if they can arrange that it doesn't happen again. You understand the difference? But what Vidura is asking, because he wants to hear about the pastimes of the Lord. That's the difference. Same topic, but just different perspective. Yeah. Yes.
So then because they see it from the managerial position?
They see it from the managerial position. And we always have to remember the managerial position is always the second position. Yeah. Right? First is what is the proper understanding, knowledge, connection to Krishna. Second is managerial. Third is economic.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then fourth is sentiment. Yeah. So in other words, you can't disturb management by economics. And you can't disturb the proper understanding by management. You know, and sentiment shouldn't disturb the other three. Right? So you should take into consideration all four, because that's the complete human, you know, that addresses all the aspects of the human nature. But it has a hierarchy.
It seems that the hierarchy is upside down nowadays.
Yes. Yes, now it's all about the sentiment and about this, and they feel like this, and that one feels like that. But the point is do they have the right to feel like that? And yes, then to who? Then how? Like we were seeing before, is that, what was it that we just had it that, he wasn't disturbing others with his whole attitude. He was asking if he could speak and stuff.
Was that yesterday afternoon?
Oh, that was in the afternoon. That's right. Yeah. Because otherwise, the concept today is if I have something to say, it's my right to say it and everybody else's obligation to listen. But according to Sanatana Goswami, that's not how it goes. You have something to say, then those who it should be said to, you know, then they can be said to them, not that you have the right to say it to anybody who you like. So nowadays, it is totally upside down. And it's not even that you're accomplishing something. It's not like, you know, a Rembrandt has been painted, the Beethoven's Ninth has been written, or, you know, so it's just, you know, or at least the Eiffel Tower out of it, something, you know. You're not getting anything out of it. Just, they say all these things, and it's not that they say it once and they're relieved and satisfied. They like that mood. Everybody, and then they want to find another opportunity. So their taste becomes that I'm the one.
Yes.
And so it's not actually about reciprocation, people, feelings, higher qualities. That's the sad part.
It's like a baby crying.
No, even baby has a function. You know, the hungry, the tired, the bug bit them.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like that. These are just, that is their sense gratification. So it's not that people don't deserve to be heard and everything like this, but they deserve to be heard as relationships between people, not as a matter of personal sense gratification. Does that make sense? Yeah. So these are the fine points that are being made. These are then what we must catch. Yes.
So there is a difference between a devotee and non-devotee's character.
Character is there, but you could say real character. But in general, is someone who is cultured, who's a non-devotee, the basic character is the same as what a devotee would be. The difference is the devotee is acting that way because of commitment to Krishna consciousness. So you could say that's real character. Well, the non-devotee, he's acting that way because by somehow or another, by piety, that's his conditioning. But next life, you can't guarantee it will be there. Or change the situation, it might not be there. It's like the guy is, you know, there, he's a gentleman and doing everything like that, but, you know, stick him on an island with three other people, you know, with nothing to eat, and then there's one coconut falls off the tree, then, you know, it may not work out so well. Right? It's supposed to be one coconut tree, right?
Yes, yeah, that's just that one.
You know, island's about as big as this, and there's one coconut tree, right? That's the cliche, right?
I saw a drawing of one of these little islands, and then there was one guy on it, and there's a little dinky boat coming with one guy on it. So the guy on the island says, "A boat," and the guy in the boat says, "Land." Material life.
Yes. 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 Yeah. That is that island. Because if it was another island, then the guy in the boat would have said land, and the other guy would have said dinner, lunch. Yes.
Just Rohini Devi was talking to Krishna. She was the one who was feeling remorseful about revealing her mind.
Yes, yes, that was the point. That was the point. Yeah, because otherwise, then what happens is that sometimes there's that idea because I'm feeling bad, therefore the world has to listen to me.
No,
if you have a friend, they should listen to me. So just announce this. I have no friends like that. No one likes me. Therefore, when the world goes bad, I don't, you know, can't handle it. And so therefore, the only alternative is just to, you know, speak all these things, and hopefully by talking to everybody here, then maybe, you know, something will happen.
And that's why I don't have any friends.
And that's why I don't have any friends, yes. Yes.
Maybe it is a way to make a friend.
Maybe it's a way to make a friend, yes. I mean, you get a common enemy, then you have friends. No, sir. So, the Bhagavatam is pointing out that all these needs are there in the human being, and they're all important, but how to go about them, there's a specific way. Right? You're hungry, there's a specific way to go about cooking. You don't follow the rules, you do whatever you want, it doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? It has to be done in a specific way, otherwise it won't work. So in the same way as if we're going to deal on this social platform, it has to be done in a specific way. And still again, it's because it's connected to Krishna. Right? So that's the point, is that the mood should be connected to Krishna. But at the same time, is that the rules follow, the rituals follow, that should be connected to Krishna. But of them, the mood is the most important, and the external is the secondary. Right?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yes. Otherwise, then the topic becomes a hot topic.
Yeah.
Why? Because the rules aren't followed, or because it's sex?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because this will be a hot chapter.
Yeah.
You know, amongst the Western devotees. Indians will just sit there and listen and this and that, and it goes on. It's not a big... There's not really nothing to talk about. Westerners get a whole thing about it. Because they care about the Sandhya, they care about Lord Shiva, they care about the appropriate time. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So therefore, it's about the sex. So that's why we have to be very careful, is that not get distracted by the particular topic and miss the actual topic. You know what I'm saying? Because this is just a passing point in just explaining how Jaya and Vijaya have become Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. But there's important things to learn, because the whole thing, Gita opens with this point. Right? Is that if you have a improper population, then the whole society goes bad. So here, it's the same principle. So it's important. But you have to know what's important. Is that...
Yes. So we heard recently, like I think it was chapter 10, that humans have so much passion that even the sex is not regulated.
Yeah.
Where animals, they have actually regulated sex. So this is particular for Kali Yuga, or
it's just at any time they can, but generally with training, then they're more regulated. So in other words, it's given as a facility that's greater, but at the same time, as it's not used properly, then it puts you off worse than the animals.
Yeah. So it can be better or worse.
Yeah, it's just like the human being. He has control over the animals, so that could be to create a better society where everybody is peaceful, or he can use it to harass the animals. It's the same principle. In verse 8 to 32, Maitreya tells how once Diti approached her husband at dusk, at improper time, with her desire for children. Kashyapa tried to dissuade her by glorifying the position of a wife, but he at last succumbed. Maitreya says, Diti, the daughter of Daksha, being afflicted with sex desire, begged her husband, Kasyapa, the son of Marichi, to have intercourse with her in the evening in order to beget a child. The sun was setting and the sage was sitting in trance after offering oblations to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, whose tongue is the sacrificial fire. In that place, the beautiful Diti expressed her desire. O learned one, Cupid is taking his arrows and distressing me forcefully, as a mad elephant troubles a banana tree. Right. So in other words, you have a big elephant, and you have a banana tree. It's not much of a fight.
No.
Diti began to speak loudly, not attempting to attract her husband by bodily expressions. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur relates. Oh, this is from the previous page. I was trying to think, where's his footnotes on the previous page? Attempts with body and eyes were useless since her husband had his eyes closed. Right? He was doing some meditation. That's not going to work. In using words, even hints, though the sound and meaning were not enough to distract Kashyapa, who was engaged in meditating on the Supreme Lord. Though it was not the nature of the best among women to pray for relations with a man, Diti, crazed by lust, suppressed her shame and fear and spoke loudly to break his trance. Right? Because the natural nature, then, as we mentioned before, is elusiveness and shyness. Right? So in this tendency, well, I mean, contrariness is there. Okay? Yes. It's opposite of what he's doing. But generally those would be there, but she's, because of the desire so strong, that's being suppressed, and so she's being very bold.
Yes.
Right? So that can come out for a short time, but it can't be the standard. Sometimes it's expressed that this is a standard nature, but it's not. It doesn't exist. Maybe temporarily it may come up for a particular situation, only because the masculine position is not there to take that bold position.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a manifestation of the secondary rasa within the primary rasa? Of course, on a material platform.
Secondary meaning? See, the thing that's not brought out here is that how would DT have that boldness? Like, it's just like, let's say you have a street dog. How bold are they? Not so bold, right? You go up and look at it. Now, if the dog has a master, the guy will rip off anybody's leg. So that means he's a good husband. Otherwise, how is she so bold? How can she feel she can be that bold and the relationship will last? So there is a very strong relationship. Otherwise, why would she be that bold? And it's not that she's going off and bothering anybody else, right? She's approaching the husband. Right? So here is, we're talking within standard. What is less than standard?
Yes.
We can't take this and then compare this to the modern kind of situation like that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So the standards being given here is, unless there is a top standard, then how is one going to get close, right? Just like, let's say, one does a test, okay? What's the top standard? 100%. Okay? Now we know it's 100%, so we make an endeavor.
Yes.
And then we end up with whatever we get. But if we said the top standard is 30%, what would people be getting?
Fine.
Yeah. So if you say 100, then they'll be getting, you know, an average 70, 80, you know, like this. Does that make sense? They don't really endeavor 50, but, you know, they pass. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the whole thing. Unless you know what the parameters are, like, this is a relationship between husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is the ideal. This is what you don't go beyond.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Then you know, okay, we try for that end, but we don't go beyond this end. And then it stays within religious principles. It may be more ideal, maybe less, but it's still within religious principles. Does that make sense? Like that. We have to be very careful in this chapter not to come out with a big grin on our face with our stone in our hand. Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Venerable mentioned, is this like a tendency of Kali Yuga? But this is Satya Yuga.
Yeah, this is any yuga. Because if we remember, because this point it goes back, is that when Indra, you know, how you say, had got the reaction of killing a Brahmin, then he traded part of that with the women, that any time they could enjoy sexual interaction.
Right.
Previous to that, it would just be at certain times.
Yes.
You know, does that make sense? Uh-huh. So now there's a season that will produce children, but one can, try to enjoy outside of that. Well, with animals, the enjoyment and the season go together. So humans have been given beyond that. You know, so then it's a matter of how you use it. So that means it's been there since that time. So whenever, and it appears that I think this is this is in this half.
This is the second half.
Yes, it's the second half. So that would have been happened in the
previous.
Yeah. But otherwise, the principle is good. Because the human form of life is one in which you choose. Animals don't choose. You know, a horse does what horse does. You know, it's not that, you know, afterwards, you know, after you're walking in that and going by, and then one of the girls goes by and the horse goes, "Hey, baby." You don't have to worry about stuff like that. You know, it's not happening. You know? Looking for a ride. You know, it's not happening. The horse acts as a horse, right? The cow acts as a cow. The grass is a grass. Tree is a tree. It's fixed. It doesn't do something weird. Like that, except in Portland, right? Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's there. So the human form is meant that you have that choice that you can either function and uplift yourself or degrade yourself. Because otherwise, how do you get animals unless humans behave as one? And how do you get demigods or that unless the humans act as that? Is that like Indra does something weird, he doesn't become, well, I mean, he got cursed once, he became an animal, but as a general reaction, he doesn't get, you know, you get extra eyes, you end up stuck in a lotus stem, you know, I mean, things like that, you know, that's a bit annoying.
He's funny. He's funny.
Yeah. At least he'd never have to worry about glasses, right?
Cause, that's true.
You know, I mean, at least, you know, one of the eyes would be good, right?
No one's going to call him Four Eyes.
Yeah, no one's going to call him Four Eyes. Yeah. This lust can be directly seen. If I am left alone, what will lust do to me? In this way, she blames a husband for a lust. It has been done for you, Tvat Krite. Why do you, the husband, not protect me when lust is afflicting me with suffering? Kashyapa says, why have you suddenly given up shyness? I am like a banana tree attacked by an elephant. If the life airs or destroys, what is the use of shyness? Right, so he's putting it the other way. He's the banana tree. She's the elephant. And she's saying, oh, she's the banana tree and Cupid's the elephant. Right?
This is not her answer to him. I think
it's her answers.
Because
he goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh, he says, why have you suddenly given up?
Yeah,
I am like a banana tree attacked by an elephant. Okay. And if the life airs are destroyed, what's the use of shyness? So why be shy if you're not going to survive the attack? So the Prabhupada points out that the aspect is that the husband, that it's his business to take care of these things. Okay, I think that comes up here in the next. No, it's not there. Yeah. So the whole point is this is the other end. Right? The other end is that it should just be a relation between the husband and wife. Mm. Right? Because sometimes devotees want, well, what is the standard? That means we have a standard. It's like we said, there's what you're trying to practice and what's the minimum you shouldn't go below. So the minimum, it should be between husband and wife. right?
Yes.
But the ideal is that you should be choosing all proper times, everything, and proper attitudes and all that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that if you use improper times and that you all won't be a reaction. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's not sinful. There's a reaction. You understand? There's a difference. Yeah. Sinful reaction means there's hell, there's animal species, all that kind of jazz. Reaction means you get something that's not auspicious.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So that's why the shastras are there. You follow the shastras, there'll never be sinful reaction.
Yeah.
But there'll be a reaction for what you do. You do something improper on the mental platform, you get a mental reaction. You get it on the physical, you get a physical. Right? You do it on the mental, you get it on the mental.
Yeah.
Right? I already said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the intellectual will be on the intellectual. Does that make sense? So that will come. So we see here, is no one saying that they're not their children, no one saying this and that, they're just saying that they're not going to be that great. Right?
Yeah.
Like that. All right. So they got both sinful and reaction?
No, just reaction. There's no sin, because you don't see here that afterwards that they have to spend, time down with Yamaraj,
Well, but the pregnancy, it wasn't like really pleasant for her. She tried to keep it, and then they came, and the whole mess happened.
But that's just standard.
Oh, okay.
Standard,
yes.
Worrying about, this or that, or, that's just... This Bhagavatam is just revealing what goes on in the head. Like that.
Because it looks like a bit of extreme.
Well, you do have... Which? The
situation after, like...
Well, the situation during is also extreme. Because you're talking about a sandhya being 48 minutes.
So they couldn't just wait for that.
That's the husband's point. He would have been doing this during the sandhya, so he would have done his little yagya and that. It wouldn't have been a great, a big yagya, because these daily ones are quite short. But still, it's that. So the maximum is 48 minutes they'd have to wait, and there's a good chance it was less.
Yeah, because it was in the middle already.
Yeah, so therefore that's the point, and then they have their discussion. It takes up another few minutes. He's not mentioning much, but at the same time, as is pointed out, he's not a hero like Vidura, that he could then stick to that position. So the example probably gives the example of Haridas Thakur. I hear Haridas Thakur. It means this is Diti, so she is one of the earlier women, so she's going to be mentioned. She's beautiful. So it's that they're very powerful, very feminine, right? So that's the most difficult. If someone's powerful or feminine or beautiful, but when you combine it all, then that's very difficult. So these are the most pious people in the universe, so then she's going to be one of the most, attractive ladies. But then but Haridas Thakur is approached by Maya Devi herself, right? And no one knows more tricks than her, right? And he's just saying, yes, no problem, just sit down. I've just finished my japa and everything. And he keeps chanting and chanting until she falls asleep and, goes away. But he's still chanting. So that's the whole point. So therefore, Haridas Thakur, like Vidura, is a hero. So this other is that it's not ideal. It's not good. Reaction will be there, but what to do? At least it's within. Now, if this is outside, then that's not considered good at all. Then that doesn't have anything going for it. So to say that this is completely bad, no, it's still within marriage. But the point is even within marriage, you have to be careful. Otherwise, you still end up with something of less quality, yes. And as you see, it's still the sons. So there's still that attachment and everything like that, just like we see, I'd say Gandhari, though her son doesn't do anything properly, but still the attachment is there. Or
Kamsa's
mother, yeah, he was even worse.
He made Duryodhana look like an angel.
Maybe he was nice to his mother.
That's the thing. That's the. But still, you know, it's not that the mother doesn't know like that. But the, I think that was. I'm not sure who it was. It was one of those big Chicago boys, like Al Capone or something. When they caught him, then his mother's coming. But he was so nice to his mother. He was a good boy, you know. It's like, you know, probably on the top five of the FBI's wanted list. But, you know. Yeah. Therefore, Diti continued, you should be kind towards me by showing me complete mercy. I desire to have sons, and I am much distressed by seeing the opulence of my co-wives. By performing this act, you will become happy. A woman is honored in the world by the benediction of her husband, and a husband like you will become famous by having children because you are meant for the expansion of living entities. So she's, you know, trying to point out the different things. This one that she has the need at the same time is that need is also there, inspired because co-wives have children, she doesn't. Right? So this gives an indication of, like, her motive is not sense gratification. Yes. It's position. Right?
Slightly better.
Yeah, but his is sense gratification.
So it's pranamoy instead of anamoy.
Yeah, but if you combine the two, mm-hmm. right, you get position, Hiranya, and sense gratification, kashipu.
Yeah.
In a sense. So the children are exact, you know, replica of the parents.
Yeah.
The mentality.
Yeah. So is he using details to go over a principle or?
No. That's who? She is.
Yeah.
She's just pointing out different things to try to. You know, it means he'll be honored, she'll be honored, he'll become happy. Mm-hmm. She is distressed. That distress will go away. Right? As the husband, she should show kindness. So she's using all the different angles. But, you know, she's just using them all at once and very quickly. Right? You know, that's the. So it's not that it's a problem, this whole concept. But the difficulty is it doesn't have the standard for Garbhodhan, so you don't attract a good soul.
Mm.
That's the thing, because Garbhodhan means there must be some planning, because you have to put it into the mode of goodness. Because here it's based on passion and ignorance. So therefore, how is it going to have that effect? That's the 11 and 12. In his purport to verse 11, Srila Prabhupada explains that sex is appropriate only when husband and wife wish to produce a Krishna conscious child. In Bhagavad Gita, sexual intercourse for beginning children is accepted as righteous. A person sexually inclined for simply sense gratification, however, is unrighteous. But as long as it's within the marriage, it still has that aspect of righteous. It means it's not totally unrighteous, but it's not actually righteous either. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have to discriminate there. In Diti's appeal to her husband for sex, it was not exactly that she was afflicted by sex desires, but that she desired sons. Since she had no sons, she felt poorer than her co-wives. Therefore, Kasyapa was supposed to satisfy his bona fide wife.
Two things. First, that she was not afflicted by sex desire, she wanted a son. If that was true, she would have waited because she wanted good sons. I guess every woman would love to have good sons.
Yes, but that's, they want to have the good sons yesterday.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, so therefore, yesterday was quickly going away in those last minutes of the Muhurta. Because it's, that's why we're saying if you're working in the right mentality, then it's worth the wait because of the result. But because the mentality wasn't right, therefore she was more worried about getting the children than waiting. You know, it's like you're going to be waiting so many months anyway, so another 20 minutes is not going to make a big difference. But, you know, when you're working on, you know, yesterday or day before would have been better than, you know. Does that make sense? So that's where it probably makes that comment. Um, never find. Oh, it was not the nature of the best among women. So at this point, she's not acting as best among women. But we see afterwards that she's very satisfied about the devotional qualities of the grandchildren, how his children will be killed by the Supreme Lord. So there is those qualities, but at this point, she's been overcome by desire. See, is that what is the point of the interaction? For her, it's the children. Right? For him, it's the enjoyment. Right. So that's the how you say it? Does this make sense? Difficulty comes up. The medium is the same. Right? Yes.
Is it a general thing that men usually either work on anamoy or manamoy, women usually on pranamoy? So men go higher or lower? It seems that's what's
going on. No,
it
can be any.
Okay.
It's just a matter, it's you have the, because the general tendency of the women is to work on religious principles.
Mm.
Right, so the general standard would be, the man would be working on vijnanamoy, the woman on manamoy.
Yeah.
Like that, because the religious principle is it gives auspicious results, that's what Matthew was talking about. If you do it at the right time, you get a better result, why wouldn't you wait? Right?
Yeah.
Like that. So then.
But it seems to. Okay, so here it's dropping.
It drops, so then you never know where it'll end up.
Mm-hmm. You know? But if she's on a social position here, or thinking about children.
Yeah, she's worried about the social position, and he's being distracted by the sense gratification.
So he's lower than she is.
Yeah. You could say, but you see that he started off talking the Dharma aspect. But what we're means, as we discussed before, is that the intellectual, the mental, the sensual, for the men, those are separate entities. For the women, they're one entity. It's just which one's prominent.
Yeah.
So that's why you can have one making the prominence, but it may be the other thing is the actual point. It's because they're all connected.
Yeah.
You know, if the man, it's sense gratification, it's sense gratification. You know what I'm saying? If it's intellectual, it's intellectual. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But isn't her argument in Nietzsche? Because she's just looking at the...
Yes, Nietzsche. No, she's arguing is at Nietzsche, because she's talking about the benefits that will be gotten, not the religious principles that will be followed. But that's what he talks about afterwards, is that the religious principles weren't followed. That's why the bad result will come. Okay. Yes?
We also spoke that the children are the replica of their parents.
Yes.
We can also see that many of the first generation devotees, they came from not a very, let's say, pious, to say the least.
Whether or not they came from pious families or not, but where they were found is definitely not pious. Oh, you're adding the bad family and the gutter together, and then
Where is this?
Lord Chaitanya starts with the most fallen. You know. Yes.
The inclination or the mentality comes with the jiva or due to the parents of the jiva?
Comes from the jiva. What do you mean comes from the jiva?
It means
the consciousness of the jiva. Because coming from the jiva, that's the natural pure sermon of the Lord. So you're saying the polluted consciousness. No, they match them up. You know, parents with good consciousness, jiva with good consciousness, put them together. Parents with bad consciousness, jiva with bad consciousness, stick them together. Yes.
So, how they have this mentality of sanctification and position?
They're taking birth three lifetimes as demons, or seven lifetimes as devotees.
So not wanting to spend too much time away from Vaikuntha, their service, they chose the three lifetimes as demons. So, you know, how are you going to be a demon if you're such a great guy? You know, it's just this, no one's going to buy any tickets, right? You know. Does that make sense? Because then you end up with Robin Hood and that. So that's a different genre. So it's not going to... Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. No? Okay. Okay. In Diti's appeal... Since she had no son... Diti continued, in days long ago, our father, the most opulent Daksha, who was affectionate to his daughters, asked each of us separately whom we would prefer to select as our husband. Our well-wishing father, Daksha, after knowing our intentions, handed over 13 of his daughters unto you. And since then, all have been faithful. We are similar in nature to you. Right. So... Here we also see, means these are underlying elements. These aren't the main elements. Right? But underlying element here is that what we say about the father arranging a marriage, but it's according to what the daughter's interested in. You understand? The point is it should be with his approval and arrangement, you know, just so that everything goes nicely. That's the idea.
We tend to think that
it's some kind of authoritative. But the reason we have a problem with it is it's authoritative, and therefore we're seeing it as restrictive. Not that we have really any detailed problem with it. So anything that has the scent of authority to it, and I can't do what I want, we immediately don't like. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you see is what is always targeted is those things.
How to imagine a wedding that's where nothing is arranged?
That would be tough.
Yeah.
Like that. You end up with sandwiches or something.
I think it happens in Vegas.
Vegas, yeah, no, that's true. That's drive-throughs for them. They have drive-throughs. You can just sit in the car.
Or they put the passports in the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
The performance, the ceremony.
Elvis.
Elvis does the ceremony.
He is in person or is the machine? Oh, okay.
In person.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, then definitely you're going to end up with sandwiches, right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Food is gold.
Would you like fries with your wedding? Would you like fries with your wedding?
Yeah. 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 We were discussing something, right? Yes.
In relation to Terakadamakam's question about pranamoy, could we say that the kind of fallback position for females is pranamoy? And for the reason that anamoy is generally characterized by like self-absorption, whereas for the women it's more about always that natural extension of the
Because the point is doing something for yourself has no meaning if others aren't going to appreciate it. It's just like you go out and buy yourself fabulous shoes, what's the point if nobody likes them? Well, the guy can go out and look on the internet, find the shoes he likes, and he couldn't care less if anyone else likes them. You know, these are the shoes he likes. You know, it's a different thing. You know, other guys that are into something, you know, oh yeah, cool, you know. Does that make sense? You know, you get pants with, what do you call it, articulated knees and that. You know, women couldn't care less about that, you know. You know, the pockets, you know, how you say, lower, you know, the regular pocket, if you put your phone in there, you sit, you can't get at it, and you might crush the phone, but they make the pocket actually below on the back of the thigh, so that while sitting, you can take it in and out, like that. And, you know, women couldn't care less about that, you know. Does that make sense? But the men, they're happy in it. If another man appreciates it, great. If not, who cares? So for the man, it's very individual. For the woman, it has to be the aspect of group, because that's where relationships are happening. So that's why you always have a mix. Otherwise, how do you put them together if each one doesn't have something in the other? Mm-hmm. It's just that where one has prominence, the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and then in the next item, it reverses. So, you know, if you have 100 items, it's not so much that there's a pattern. It's just that they are all opposite. So then if all of them are opposite, then you'll say this is a good relationship. You know what I'm saying? But yes, you would say that women fall back more to that. So then, you know, using niti out of here, she's using now. You know, she's kind of hinting at dharma, but that's the technique of niti. He started off as describing dharma. Like that. But, as is pointed out, because he's not actually a devotee, he's meditating on the Supreme Lord because that's what you do in the yoga system. But he's not as such a devotee, he's an impersonalist. That's why he doesn't have the strength.
Yes.
So that's what comes up in the story, is that someone who's a devotee, they'll have the strength.
Yes.
His meditation wasn't deep enough, actually.
No, because it's meditation, you know, you're meditating on Vishnu as opposed to meditating on a wall or a candle. Because that's just the recommended. It's like they know he's the supreme and everything, but it's not that the relationship with the Lord is what's important. Because when you have a relationship, then it's always one is stronger. For him, it's just the process of meditation to elevate yourself. Because I think later in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that he's an impersonalist.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it sounds like it is his fall down, but she really pushed him.
Of course, it goes. I mean, it takes. How you say? It takes two to tango, right? So she's pushing more than should be, and he doesn't have the strength to handle that. Like that. You know, I mean, so you could get into so many things. He should also be considering, because she being one of the wives, he should have been considered, but she was the youngest.
Was she?
From what I understand, what she said.
Sati's
the youngest.
Well, maybe.
No. But they were all sisters. Sometimes they're all in one batch, so that nobody's older than. Like, Daksha has 10,000. Sons at once, you know.
A lot of diapers.
Fortunately, up there, then you're not talking about a lot of time. So then,
yeah, that's true.
The same
day,
they're everybody's big. Yeah, so. 10,000 diapers. So need a truck, right? Everywhere, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the point the acharyas bring out is just that he doesn't have the strength because he's not involved in devotional service. But it's all part of the story, because the story is why is Varahadev fighting with Hiranyaksha? So this is just all the lead into there. So you get Hiranyaksha here, and then we'll get Hiranyakashipu in the seventh canto.
The yogi is that the meditation is primary and Vishnu is secondary.
Yes, it's just you have to meditate on something, so he's what's recommended. And, you know, either you accept him as God, but so you meditate on God, he's transcendental, you meditate on him, you become transcendental. But your point of meditating is to become transcendental, not to develop love. So therefore, that's Bhakti Misra Jnana. Right?
That's an example of Bhakti supporting.
Yes, Bhakti Supporting. Or it's that you're looking at him that he's the personification of the mode of goodness. Right? So therefore, by meditating on goodness, therefore you elevate yourself. So that's the thing in the Vedic, they don't really have a problem that God's there, he has a form and that, but it's not necessarily that they're interested. You know, like the common person on the street, you know, in most places, they'll believe God's there, but it's not so much that they care about him or perform any
extra endeavor, you know, to establish any relationship. They'll be good because they don't want bad to happen to them. But it's not that they actually worry about him as a person, so that's the uniqueness of the devotion. Because the black and white's clear, it's the gray in between that's the difficulty, because it has such a wide range. And a lot of it looks like it's devotional.
Like what you were discussing before was the organized, arranged marriage according to the girl's desire.
Yes. It means this. In other words, it should be that the girl is... We also see, because here's an example, and then we see with Swayambhuva Manu, when he's marrying his daughter to Devahuti, to Kardama, then it's his wife and daughter approve of that's a good arrangement. Then only he goes ahead with it. Does that make sense? So there's nothing forced, it's just somebody has to arrange it. You know, you want to go out and do all the things and drive yourself nuts, so, you know, your father will do it for you. So it's so much better. Yeah. I mean, that's the principle anyway. The girls get the men to do what they want to get done, right? So in the Vedic system, that starts already as a daughter, and so it naturally continues as the wife. You know what I'm saying? So in the modern, you don't really have that, and so then it's a little hard to affect the control, you know, in married life. You know what I'm saying? Because here in the Vedic, you've already had control for a much longer time. Is that what it is? You know. So it's a superior system, but because of its subtleness, it's not appreciated. Srila Prabhupada explains, it appears from this verse that free selection of a husband was allowed by the father, but not by free association. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not that you go out and you figure out that, you know, who you want to be with.
The scene.
It free selection is there, but not free association. Right? The daughters were asked separately to submit their selection of a husband who is famous for his acts and personality. So husband may discuss with the wife, like that, and then, you know, come up with some ideas, especially when they're younger, like this. But then they get older, then naturally they're going to ask if this is what they're, or if they have some other idea. You know, just like you see, Krishna is asking Subhadra, you know, if she would be interested in, you know, what does she think of, you know, marrying Duryodhana? You know, forget it, you know. Like that. What about Arjuna? Now we're talking. Like that. And so then Krishna goes ahead and arranges. And we also see is that Arjuna, even though he'd like to marry Subhadra, he doesn't want to kidnap her if she's not interested. Like that. You know. So then, you know, once it's confirmed, then Arjuna kidnaps her. So, you know, it's it all works. Or at the Swayamvar, there's the point that Kshatriya can come up, whoever can hit the target. But at any time, Draupadi can say, this person can't qualify. Like that. You know, so it has, the Vedic always has this balance. But because, how you say, somehow or another, even though we're so worried about authority and restriction, that's because we want to be the authority that restricts everybody else.
So because we have an exploitive mentality, then we see that in everything.
Yeah, we have that exploitive mentality, therefore, yeah, we see it in everything else. That's the difficulty. Yeah. Does that make sense? But we look at it properly, but then the properly means it's a whole culture. You have to think of so many things. Right? So many things. So that's the difficulty. You know, so say, like a formal dinner, right, means that people who are trained in it, they can think in that. So they can arrange them.
Because they can think in that many forks and spoons and glasses and plates and, you know, all these kind of things. But someone who can't relate to it, then, you know,
it's just stupid.
You just put the stuff on the plastic plate, stick it in the microwave, pull it out, sit down and eat. You know?
Yeah.
Are you bold?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So the difficulty comes with culture is that unless one has some exposure or training, it doesn't make sense. So that's why Prabhupada said up here, the nature of the best among women. So best means trained. Is that so if someone's trained, then they can do so many things. So, yes.
Say there's the counterpart to this pastime is later in Bhagavatam when Kashyapa instructs his wife to worship Lord Vishnu because she wants a son to take revenge on her previous two sons, and then she ends up giving birth to the 49 wolves because she's so purified by worship of Lord Vishnu that she loses her vengeful mentality and her son becomes vindicated.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it means so you have all the different aspects. You have that with Aditi, same husband, like that, and then you have with Kardama and Devahuti. So you will get many examples of how things should work, but there also has to be examples of how it shouldn't work. So you know the whole range. Otherwise, if it's only the good ones, then you don't know. If you can't attain that, then there's a problem. See, because you have to know the range, because if you don't, as long as you fit in the range, you're okay, and then you can continue to try to get to the ideal. But if there's only the ideal, if you can't attain that, you feel that you're short that. You haven't obtained. And so, therefore, you'll feel bad. The other one is, okay, you know, there's room for improvement. Does that make sense? So you want to have that range, otherwise you can run into problems. Right? Because generally when you see devotees have problems in this area, it's because they don't actually know the range. They know the ideal,
yes.
But they don't actually know what the real range is.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's why you get... Therefore, yama and niyama. You give what should be done, but also what should not be done. But in here, what should not be done, you don't have to get into too much detail because you're talking to trained people. You know, and then what should be done is that connection to the Lord. So they know actually what should be done and what should not be done, but it's how to connect it to the Lord. So we see both in this case. Is that okay? Yes, sir?
Train
means knowing. Basic thing is means the first principle is being God conscious. That's what the whole thing is being. The Bhagavatam is pointing out. One can see that that's actually the ultimate point, right? Then what you're dealing with in the material world, that's secondary. Right? Then when you're dealing in the material world, then you know what you're dealing with. In other words, if a girl doesn't understand what's the feminine nature, how is she going to apply it properly? Right? Because the point being made in the creation before this is Krishna already created the natures of every species, how they're going to act. So it's not a matter of, we don't care about this so we can act however we like. It doesn't happen, like I pointed out. You know, it's just like of countries. You could probably agree that Germans are quite generally tough, right? Okay. Then of Germans, those from Berlin, right? And so then, if you have a, let's say you have a girl. And she prefers spending her close time with other girls. And she's more on the, active side of this relationship. And therefore, she has, you know, a very short haircut, she wears leathers, and she drives a Harley. Okay? Oh, you're from Germany. Okay. Okay. Now, does her Harley look like the guy's Harley? Or is hers nice, clean, shiny, you know, really, you know, got all the, whatever makes it look, the details that makes it look, you know, more sparkly? You understand? Yeah. And her leather outfit looks good. It's not raggedy. You know? You understand? Her haircut's just perfect. You know, the guys that wear it, they're kind of gross. You know, you're not even sure if you want to let them into a Bavarian beer feast. But, you know, like that, you know. But the girl looked good. So, and this is all that, no, we're independent, we're this and that. She's acting just like a girl, 100%. There's nothing that's different. And then she, you know, they're saying she's taking the masculine role. But the masculine role, it's all about her. That's feminine. Because if it's male and female, it's all about the girl. But in here, she's in the position of the boy. It's all about her. So you cannot, no matter what you do, what you say, what you try, you can't get away from nature. So if a girl understands this, what the nature is, then she can understand how to apply it so it works nicely. Right? And then how to connect that to Krishna. So now, what's the feminine nature? What's the pious application of that? How to connect that piety to Krishna? Because girls like results, and the results should be good. Right? Does that make sense? The girl tries a recipe, it doesn't work. She doesn't try that recipe again. The guy tries the recipe, it doesn't work. He keeps trying until it does work. Right? Unfortunately, you know, only he has to eat it, so, you know, you survive. You know? The problem, you know, you understand? But the problem with the other one is the girl has to eat it, so girls aren't going to eat something that's not cooked properly, so therefore they never cook it again. Right? You understand? So you have to get good results. You only get good results through piety. That's why a girl has to be trained in what is pious. Because if she's not getting good results, she's not satisfied as a girl. And then, if she doesn't know how to connect that to Krishna, she won't be satisfied as soul. Does that make sense? That's what training is. All the other things you hear about, that's by people who have no idea what they're talking about. Don't know philosophy, don't know culture. Don't know human relations, don't know the masculine and feminine natures. They're just worried about control and restriction. The idea is that no one's given me anything, I'm going to get it myself. But getting yourself, women always get it themselves. It's just a matter of whether they have to do it directly or indirectly. If there's someone else to do it for you, why you do it directly? So all you have to do is say, no one gets anything from me, I'm getting it myself. You don't have to say, I'm free, I'm liberated. No, you just go out and get it yourself. I was just reading something the other day that previously, something like 75 or 78% of all the men's clothing bought in stores was bought by women. Because the women go out and buy all the men's clothes. You know, they're not about to have go any place with a guy that bought his own clothes. You know, that's okay before you get married, you know. He buys his own clothes, yeah. But once you get married, hey, you know, it's a standard here, right? Right? That makes sense. But that's getting less. You know, some men are having to buy their own clothes. But the standard is still there, so now they still have to buy clothes that the women will like. You know, because women have more important things to do, like go to the spa. Does this make sense? That makes sense? Okay? Is that clear? So it's very simple, but it takes, you know, a lot of time to get trained. You know, it's just like the girls, like we were saying before, this girl like to eat something not good. Okay, so if a girl's independent,
That means she knows how to cook. Because then you can cook yourself. You don't have to depend on anybody else to cook what you want to eat. Does that make sense? But now modern thing is, oh, if you're cooking, then you're, you know, downtrodden and this and that and all that kind of stuff. It's just the opposite. That's the mode of ignorance. It turns it around so that you think, you know, what is one thing is actually the other. But all it is, if the girl's in control of the situation, then means, if you, it's just like this. A guy's in control, a guy meaning just a person here, okay? in control, if you're actually the boss, you generally get other people to do your work for you.
Yeah.
So if the wife is the boss, then she gets the husband to do all this stuff. You know, it's like, it's just the way it works. So if they have to get it themselves, why is that somehow or another better?
Yeah.
That means she doesn't have anybody to control. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes? So that's the interesting thing. What's presented in the modern, that this is so progressive, actually just means it's very, very poor.
So actually,
poor, I mean social. Because generally poor people have a better situation than these intellectuals. Yes.
So actually not only should she get it herself, also she should not have the ability to get it herself, because that would make her downtrodden.
Yeah, so they say it like that. But the point is it's like this. You know how to cook, but you don't have time to cook. That's another thing. But if you do have time, you can cook.
Mm.
But if you don't know how to cook, then that's a bit of a problem. Yes.
I still don't understand how two devotees.
Two devotees.
The husband and wife, like the devotees and do the godana and kids and everything. And the children.
Hopefully not at the same time.
They are two.
The children are like. No.
Okay, they've done the Garbhodan, which is before. They've done the Kirtan before. But what happens during? The consciousness is what's happening during. So that they've done that, that means you're going to get better. If you hadn't done Garbhodan, imagine what you get. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it all adds. But it still comes down to, at the time of conception, that consciousness is then what's going to be. Does that make sense? So this is the difficulty. If one is always practicing sense gratification, and then one wants to have a child, then at the time of conception, you only know how to think according to sense gratification. Does that make sense? But if you're practicing sense control, then at the time of conception, then you're dealing with sense control. Does that make sense? So, you know, these finer points are there. So if they're known, one thinks about them, and then they have an effect. But if one doesn't know, then one just falls into whatever is one's habit. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes.
Same thing, Maharaj, at the time of death.
Same thing at the time of death, yeah. If you practice Krishna consciousness, easier. Don't practice, harder. Yes, same thing. It's the same with anything. Anything you is practiced, then you become good at it. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes.
About like
Adwaita
Acharya or
Satyavishvatar
or some acharya.
Okay. So the children are not inclined to devotional service to this person.
So this is like a special thing. It's gonna be like compared or something. Like
which aspect do you
want to
compare?
Means, are not inclined to the,
but I mean, so that means you're Rama Devi, or
I
I'm just saying, which asked, so about just about the children. So the whole point is the children you never really know. So you make your best effort. Does that make sense? Because that's all you can do, is make your best effort. But that's why the whole principle is that we're only dealing with our conditioning. But the soul is something beyond the conditioning. So despite however family life goes, if it goes great or doesn't go great, you can still go back to Godhead. But right? Things worked better on that side. Does that make sense? Yeah, so don't worry about it. But the point is it does happen. Okay. The daughters were asked separately to submit the selection of a husband who was famous for his acts and personality. Right? Because there should be a good personality because that you live, and they also should be doing good work because that gives results. Right? The ultimate selection depended on the choice of the father. Generally, the daughters were too shy to express their opinions before their father, but the father would accept the daughter's intentions through someone else, such as a grandmother to whom the grandchildren had free access. King Daksha, right, so in other words, you have to use your intelligence. So if they can say, nice, if you can't, just like Arjuna didn't say who to Subhadra. He just said, well, how about, so, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you think of, you know, it wasn't. So you have to understand that you can't say, oh, this is so trippy, I can't deal with it. Then why get involved?
So you give options and then see the reaction.
That's there, but at the same time as then they have others who they talk to. Mm. You know, so the grandmother can talk. Right. And then the father can talk to the grandmother. King Daksha collected the opinions of his daughters and thus handed over 13 to Kasyapa. Every one of Diti's sisters was a mother of children. Therefore, since she was equally faithful to the same husband, why should she remain without children? According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, now Kasyapa asks a question. How can you say that you are equal in character to me when you are attempting to break my trance in the evening for your own pleasure? Diti answers in verse 15. O lotus-eyed one, kindly bless me by fulfilling my desire. When someone in distress approaches a great person, his plea should never go in vain. In his commentary to this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur renders Diti words as follows. Because I am distressed, I approach you. What should I do when I am presently in such distress? You who are most merciful know the scripture which says there should be no delay for a person suffering. So this means, in other words, there's things here to learn from this, because even if you're dealing with an aspect that's not right, yeah, all the other steps in here, otherwise why would they mention it, unless they have an element that's correct. Right? So it has to be, but it has to also be in context of what's going on. So yes, without delay, when the muhurta changes.
Yes.
Is that so? Yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki
jai,
Jainatai Gaura Prema ki.